Systemic teaching about Christian life. Subject of this audio: The Christian and the Riches. Chapter 5. Ways in which the deceitfulness of riches seeks to operate. Topic A. Introduction to the chapter. Just as we have previously seen different ways of attributing value to riches, we aim in this chapter to see several ways in which the deceitfulness of riches seeks to act. Initially, we observe here that not all forms of deceitfulness can be placed on a list, and it is not even the mere knowledge about them that protects people from the most varied deceitful propositions, for it is only the Lord and fellowship with Him that gives us the protection that we need. However, a good base of knowledge of some ways in which the deceitfulness of riches seeks to operate can provide more support, agility, and security in discerning them, just as a good base of knowledge of the principles of the kingdom of God can contribute much to the instruction of the Lord in the life of a person in particular. Therefore, the focus of this chapter is not to exhaust the subject of the ways or forms in which the deceitfulness of riches seeks to operate, but to collaborate with a broader awakening to the permanent need for understanding about their existence and to contribute to Christians to be more attentive to remain continually in fellowship with God also concerning these points. The call for people to seek growth in the Lord's prudence, wisdom, and instruction is something expressed many times in the Scriptures, as we see in a few more texts below. Proverbs 1:5. A wise man will hear and increase learning, and a man of understanding will attain wise counsel. Proverbs 8:5-12. O you simple ones, understand prudence, and you fools, be of an understanding heart. I, wisdom, dwell with prudence, and find out knowledge and discretion. Proverbs 9:9. Give instruction to a wise man, and he will be still wiser, teach a just man, and he will increase in learning. 1 Corinthians 2:14-16. But the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, nor can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But he who is spiritual judges all things, yet he himself is rightly judged by no one. For who has known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. The prudence, wisdom, and discernment that the Lord proposes to grant to those who live and walk in fellowship with him is a continuous need for all people also in the area of riches, for it is impressive how the deceitfulness of riches seeks to oppress each new generation and each person in the sense of trying to turn people away from God's instruction and wisdom for their lives. For this reason, it is crucial for a Christian to grow in the knowledge of the mind of the Lord, for he is God from generation to generation and knows in detail all the wiles of the powers of darkness. The Lord is the only one truly able to give a proper value judgment of all things, either to testify what is truly good or to reprove what is unsuitable for an individual's present and eternal life. Accurate discernment in the most diverse aspects of life is found only in God and fellowship with Him. However, people having ample information on the subject of the deceitfulness of riches can serve as a means for the Lord to clarify for them more quickly and broadly how they may decide and act when the fascinations seek to approach their lives to try to deceive them. Therefore, in the following topics, even though they are not an exhaustive list, we seek to address some of the most striking specific attempts by which the deceitfulness of riches tries to operate with the objective of entangling people with its propositions and so that those who believe in the Lord are attentive to remain under the instruction of God also concerning this subject so continually present in human life.